Antonio Castro, Visions of a Borderland, opens on April 19th at the El Paso Museum of Art. Painter and illustrator Antonio Castro has lived and worked for most of his life in the El Paso Juarez borderland. This exhibition shares his vision of our region through more than 24 paintings and illustrations created over 60 years. Today we are dedicating our entire show to him. And here with us today are Antonio Castro Sr. and his son, Antonio Castro Jr. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Antonio, what possessed you to become an artist?
Well, as a matter of fact, you know, I knew that I was going to be an artist since I was a little kid.
Always.
And then I was, real lucky to have an uncle that really loved art, and he used to pay me 5 cents for every...
We should all be so lucky.
I know, right?
For every drawing that I did for him, you know, when he got from work, when he got home...
You're like, I've got some,
yes,
some products.
Yes, I got something for you. And then he gave me something.
So what would you draw?
Oh, I was doing cartoons all the time, you know, like Mickey Mouse. I used to love, you know, to hear the stories of, you know, Walt Disney stories, Donald Duck and Goofy. And so that's what I did, you know. And then I started to do figures, copying from magazines. You know, he always... took home some of Time Life magazines. Mm-hmm. In those days, you know, there were a lot of good artists doing illustrations in those magazines, so I used to love
Norman
to see
Rockwell.
Them. Oh, yeah, Norman Rockwell.
I know Tom Lee did a lot of them as well. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so I used to copy, you know, their work. And then when I got to go to grammar school, when I was in fifth grade, my teacher... she used to love art, and she saw something in me. Mm-hmm. She started me to work on history, and I used to go to every room, you know, classroom, and draw maybe the 16th of September.
Independence.
Yeah. And I used to go all around the school, and also she took me to a lot of schools to draw in front of people, and she used to love art, so...
You're just like, sure.
She's the one that started me, really. And I really love the way she treated me. Although, you know, I missed some of my classes.
Right, because you were busy drawing for
yes.
everybody else.
So you didn't learn any math, but grammar. Like, he was always drawing.
You know.
It's not important stuff. Right?
Just focus on the fun
stuff.
Yeah,
I got good grades all the time.
Getting by on your art.
Yes. Yeah,
the perks of being an artist.
Right.
So that's the way I started.
And did you ever just go for it and decide to go formal training, or did you just do it always?
Well, I'm real lucky because when I got to go to high school, I went to El Paso Technical High School, mm-hmm. and they had a real good artist as a teacher there, Eugene Thurston. Mm-hmm. So he saw something in me also.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't teach me, you know, how to paint or draw because he already saw that
like,
I had something.
You got this. Yeah.
So the good thing about what he did for me is give me the key to the room where they had all the
materials.
Oh, my gosh.
So I got to use oils, pen and ink, and everything.
Just have at it.
Yes, and then I got to do all the cartoons for the book, the yearbook.
Yeah.
So that's
it's
it.
It's just natural.
Natural, yes.
And then we'll fast forward because your son is an artist. What was that like for you growing up with a dad who's a creative?
Interestingly enough, he never wanted me to be one.
Ah.
Like
yes.
It's, you know, like it's we grew in a pretty middle, I mean, our family was perfectly fine. I mean, like, but I mean, we were middle class. And,
sure.
And sometimes we had money. Sometimes, I'm counting myself.
Yeah, yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
they had money and sometimes they didn't. Like, so that on and off thing kind of like worried him. And he didn't want me to go through the same thing. It's like, and my mother, she not being an artist at all, she was extremely pragmatic about life. I mean, she would always question that as well. Like, so But I guess I had to, the way it worked out is that I showed him that I really had an interest.
Mm-hmm.
So he waited until I was about like 15 years and he saw that I was serious and then he started training me.
Ah, okay.
So, man, I mean, when I got to university here at UTEP, in terms of technique and stuff, like I was ahead of everyone,
well, yeah,
you know, because I was learning from him. So, yeah, but I was always around an art studio. I was always around art tools and materials, and I loved it.
Now, what are the critiques like when you're talking about each other's work or helping or collaborating? Because I know you all collaborate as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I figure, you know, the people you're related to can cut you harder and they can love you more. So what's that like?
See, like when I was young, I you know, before I came into Crit to any of the classes that I had, I would take my work to him first.
Mm.
And his critique was just perhaps the most brutal. He would say, like, are you going to take that in? and that's all he said. Like, so I had like, yeah,
okay, got to start over again.
I don't think I'm going to take that in. Like, so I had to go back and pull an all-nighter and get it right and then show him again. It's like, okay, now you got it. Like, so that was great.
So, I mean, that's it. And who did that for you as you were growing up?
Nobody.
You just did it.
Yes, I just did it, you know, because I loved art, so I started doing a lot of Western art, like Tom Lee and Cisneros. And,
well, your contemporaries.
Yes. And I used to sell my paintings at San Jacinto Plaza, and sometimes I sold a lot of paintings. Sometimes I didn't sell anything, but, you know, that was good enough for me because I didn't have any responsibilities, just me.
Right.
But, you know, when I saw this woman and I fell in love with her, oh.
Then you had to become responsible.
I think I better do something that is going to give me money all the time, not sometimes.
Right.
So that's why I started doing illustration and I started doing a lot of fashion artwork.
Really?
The first job that I got was because of Mr. Thurston, my art teacher.
Yeah.
Eugene Thurston. He had a friend, and they were the owners of a big company, a shoe company here in El Paso. The name was Given Brothers.
Okay.
I was at home, and he, you know, this friend of Mr. Thurston got, you know, to the front door, and I saw him. Hey, who's that guy right there? And then he said, are you Antonio Castro? Yes, I am. Do you want to work? What am I going to do? You're going to draw. Okay, let's
draw.
Drawing,
no problem.
Yeah, when do you want me to go to your office? Just now. Get ready. So we just went to the place, and I started working right away for them.
So were you doing catalogs or the
displays
for the stores? I was doing shoes
and more shoes.
So you became the master of shoes.
Oh, yes. Women, you know, they are the masters of
collecting shoes.
Yes, collecting shoes and a lot of money. So I did a lot of shoes.
And that was your job?
That was my job. And also I did some printing. You know, I learned to use a printing machine.
Yeah.
And I used to do a lot of window display for the stores.
And oh my gosh, how fun.
That's what I did.
So did it feel like you were just playing all the time?
Yes, you know, and I still think that I'm playing. Really, I really love my job. I really love what I do. So to me, it's not working. It's having fun all the time.
Wow.
Yes.
And what's that like to live your entire life as an artist?
Well, I really enjoy doing art. So everything that I start, you know, it's new.
Mm-hmm.
And in all of my paintings, you know, I try to put my story. It's me in almost all of my paintings. You know, I'm there. Somewhere in my painting, I'm there. And I really enjoy doing it. And I've been real lucky painting because, you know, my paintings have traveled more than me. You know, they have been in Europe and they have been all over Mexico and here in the U.S. So I really enjoy. I love doing art.
That's mind-blowing, you know, because I think a lot of folks work really hard toward this life that you've been able to build for yourself, and there's always got to be something else, to feed that passion. And very many times it's hard to just do that one thing, but I imagine a lot of it has to do with just adjusting your lifestyle to make it fit.
Well, I have to adjust it, you know, by
highs and the lows, like
yes,
you were saying.
Because like working at the Popular, I worked for them for about 12 years or 15 years, something like that. And then I started to get tired of doing the same thing over and over and over. So I decided to go on my own. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started.
What did the wife say when you did that?
Oh, she didn't like it.
That's exactly why she didn't want me to be an artist. Like,
she's like, another reason to not become an artist.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. She didn't like it, but
gets,
you know, I had to do something new because I got bored, you know, of doing the same thing. So starting to do something new, it's another
path.
Yes.
Right.
So that's what I did. I started to illustrate books. My first book that I illustrated was because of a teacher in UTEP. He really loved my work. So he introduced me to, what's his name, the historian?
Leon Metz.
Leon Metz.
Naturally, Carl Herzog is the one that introduced my father to
Leon
Metz.
That's all coming together.
Yes.
So he introduced me to Leon Metz and then Cisneros, and then they wanted me to do some illustrations for a book they did about Forbes. Mm-hmm. They said, Tony, we want you to do some work for us, but we have to see because it has to be of the same
like
quality.
Caliber, right?
Yes, of these two artists because
were you
it was
like,
Tom
I got
Lane
this.
And Cisneros.
Yes,
right.
You know, they were the best, so... So I ended up doing almost all of the book.
Ah, so you passed the test.
I passed the test. But they didn't pay me. But that was good because that book, a lady, B. Bragg, she saw the book and she called me one day and said, Tony, I saw that book and I really love the way you draw. And I'm going to do a book about the very first Thanksgiving that was done here in El Paso. She said, are you interested? She said, I'm telling you right now, you're not going to get a lot of money from me because I don't have the money. But if you do this book for me, I know that you're going to step into the
publishing world.
Just opens
world
up that world.
The book illustration. And she was right. I did that book. I did some portfolios. And I sent those portfolios all over the U.S. And I got response from a lot of them. But then I decided to go ahead for two ladies from Connecticut because I know women are good in fighting for money.
Yes, and detail-oriented.
Yes, yes. They're good. So I decided to work for them, and that's it.
They were the representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Okay. And I worked for them for about 35 years.
That's amazing. Well,
yes.
I think this is a good place to stop, and then we can go into talking about all of the work that you've been doing illustrating books. And I think that'll lead us nicely into your collaboration with your son, because I know you've done a lot of books together as well.
Yeah.
Today we are dedicating our entire show to Antonio Castro. He's got a show opening at the El Paso Museum of Art on April 19th. We'll be right back with another half of State of the Arts with Mr. Antonio Castro.